Iran Bulgaria Anti Organized Crimes Cooperation. Iran's anti-narcotics police chief, Ali Maayadi, has called for international cooperation in the fight against organized crimes, including drugs trafficking. In a meeting with visiting deputy head of Bulgaria's anti-organized crimes department, Branimir Brateov, Iranian official further criticized the West for politicizing the fight against organized crimes and called for international contribution to Iran's war on drugs.
In our meeting with the Bulgarian side, we called for sincere international assistance to Iran in its fight against organized crimes, including drugs trafficking. We welcome Bulgaria's assistance in this regard only if it does not want to have a political approach towards the ongoing fight against this sinister phenomenon.
Maayadi further criticized NATO forces in Afghanistan for giving support to drug lords who flee to Afghanistan after killing and injuring Iranian anti-narcotics forces. According to the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC, Iran is a front runner in the war on drug smuggling. Nevertheless, the unilateral sanctions imposed on Iran by the US and Europe over its civilian nuclear program have prevented technical equipment for controlling borders to reach Iran. This has caused problems for Iran in the battle.
I think we should find a way to solve this problem. Iran should receive technical assistance and equipment to control its borders as part of its global fight against drug trafficking, because Iran is a leading country in the fight against narcotics smuggling. Such meetings will provide an opportunity for Iran to tell Bulgaria about its requirements.
According to Iran's anti-narcotics police chief, in the past 9 months, 355 tons of illicit drugs of different types were confiscated by Iran's police. In the same period, 65 drug lords have also been arrested.
Iran's anti-narcotics police have recently confiscated 2 tons of morphine being smuggled into the country from the eastern borders. The cargo was destined for the US and European markets because we do not have any morphine users inside Iran. If the cargo had not been busted, it would have had a devastating impact on the European society.
Drugs trafficking represents a major challenge for Iran. The geographical location of the country, particularly its over 1,900-kilometer-long eastern borders with Afghanistan and Pakistan, have turned Iran into a major transit country for illicit drugs. In the past 30 years, Iran has lost over 3,700 police forces in the fight against illicit drugs and spends millions of dollars annually on border control. Iran believes the only way to effectively combat organized crime is through the adoption of a common framework and principles among the actors in the region and beyond, provided that all the parties involved live up to their commitments. Saman Gujiri, Press TV, Tehran.